Hey there, everybody.
I'm going to give you all an astrology lesson today because
Earth is really a strange place to be from right now. You know, if somebody wanted me to define life on Earth, I would say that we are a bunch of conscious magnets. Conscious magnets. Here we are, stuck on this ball like magnets. We can't get off unless we have a lot of torque. And nobody knows. Nobody realizes that Newton's law, right, of gravity, dropping the apple, is so powerful. Everything in our life is about magnetism, the law of attraction and repulsion. Seriously. And this week, the next 10 days, it's not a moon wobble. It's not a Mercury retrograde, it's the Cancer transits. Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars in Cancer right now. There's 30 degrees in each sign. Sun's at 2 degrees, Moon's at 4, Mercury's at 6, Mars at 12. Mars is moving into a T square to Jupiter and opposed Pluto. My question is, are you feeling sensitive? Are you feeling a little itchy? Are you paranoid and not know why? Are you perhaps frightened or nervous about something? It almost doesn't matter who you are. Especially if you're born in the 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you're loaded with Libra and Cancer. Wow, we're talking hair trigger emotions right now. A lot of people are be dumping their anger. You see, we live in a magnetic system. The solar system is like a bunch of magnetic balls hanging in space through God's will. People say, what's magnetism? Well, that's God. The glue of the universe that holds everything together, we call perpetual motion and the theory of relativity, that's the force. That's God. Now, we as magnetic creatures reflect the moment of our birth. The moment we inhale that first breath, we inhale our magnetic structure from the universe. That's the astrology chart. So that gives us the cell circuit or our signature. So you're not just a Leo or a Virgo or a Pisces. It's not just your sun sign. It's all your planets. It's your sun and your moon. Whereas all the planets in the solar system, including Pluto, and then the eastern horizon, which is called the rising. And that gives us a magnetic structure that tells us what our likes are going to be, what our dislikes are going to be, why we're attracted to some people. I wanted to let you know, because I am loaded with Libra and Venus and Cancer. And I, even Farley, the Farleymon, right? The guy that's supposed to know all this stuff, has been a little nervous. I totaled my Armada a few weeks ago. Yeah, this stuff's been sitting on my Mars forever. Mars at 15 Libra. Jupiter's been hanging there. And every time something is at 90 degrees or 180 degrees to that Mars, my life's in danger, I'm accident prone, I'm afraid to leave the house. You know, understanding astrology and how the magnetic structure of the universe does give me an edge probably prolongs my life and probably keeps me out of a lot of dangerous situations and relationships. But anyway, to get back at the topic, it is nervous time right now because even if you don't have a lot of Cancer, Libra, Aries, or Capricorn in your chart, the cardinal signs, which are the ones that are going to be the most shaken in the next 10 days. This is not a time to argue with your wife or your husband. This is not a time to break up or separate. This is not a time to do something foolish, like put everything on the pass line in Vegas. This is not a time to bet in the stock market. The stock market is almost higher than it's ever been. This is not the time to go into the stock market with these planets and Cancer. Why are people so sensitive and nervous? Because as magnetic beings, right, we're conscious magnets, right, organic magnets, we define that. Remember that, we're conscious organic magnets. With these four things in Cancer, Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars, and the Sun and Moon will be there for a couple days, Mercury will be there for about 25, Mars will be there for another couple of weeks or so. But they're all moving opposition Pluto and square Jupiter, which is why I want people to stop upsetting President Trump. Because Mars is involved, You know, there's always a potential for war if someone has a bad day. And his chart, of course, is in the middle of all this garbage. Most of our charts are screwed up right now. Wow. I'm kind of glad my karma's thin. I'm glad I don't have a lot of debts. I'm glad I'm not in a relationship. I'm glad I have only a few friends to worry about and only a few pets. And I'm glad I don't have any major problems going on. Because if you do, negative thinking could make things a lot worse. You know, that's why the power of prayer, sometimes it's better to pray than to think the worst. The problem with some people is the doctor will diagnose you and tell you you're sick. You know how many people die from surgical complications? It'd blow your mind. Like millions of people have died from being in the hospital, from either being given the wrong diagnosis or the wrong medication. That's why they practice medicine. So, you know, it's like going to the doctor in the hospital, I can't make the choice for you. But sometimes that's not always the right thing because they can lead you down the negative path of doom and death. You know, with all this prognosis and the sentence they pass on you. Sometimes visualizing good things and praying can help a whole lot. Now, a lot of you out there, I'd say 50% of my friends in the world is going to be hit by the Cancer, Libra, Capricorn transits and Aries. Uranus is in Aries, so Mars will square Uranus in about a month, and that could make it for a crazy summer. Not only terrorist idiots, but all these people that are trying to create all this anger and hatred in America. You think that all these late-night talk show hosts and Saturday Night Live and John Oliver and Jimmy Kimmel and Bill Maher are doing us a favor by making half of America angry, the ones with guns? You think that's not funny, right? You got this idiot that shoots a congressman. You see, people watch the news too much and they believe it. Next thing you know, bullets start flying and people start dying. Sometimes the liberals can take it a little bit too far. Sometimes you just have to suck it up and say, okay, we lost, and let the government do its process. Because, you know, that president who was without sin cast the first stone. Because as far as I remember, most presidents are guilty of murder, declaring war, and making huge mistakes that cost lives in the military. So if you want to judge Trump, fine. But, I mean, like I said, this is a guy with his finger on the nuclear trigger. And I don't think we want to upset him because he's already unstable. But anyway, the basis of this topic today is to let you know with four planets in Cancer, we call them Sun and Moon luminaries, but they're in the chart. And because we're conscious magnets, with these four planets in Cancer and Jupiter in Libra, Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries, the four cardinal signs of Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and Aries, that makes for like a square. And when all the signs are in a square to each other, they're either cardinals, family, the fixed family, or the mutable family. So the cardinals are on fire right now. And like I was saying, do you feel nervous? Are you on edge? Do you know someone that's freaking out? Are you freaking out? Are things coming to a head in your life? Are you frightened and do you have fear and you don't know why? Are you taking things too personal? Sometimes it's best to say it all and just by yourself and have yourself a cup of tea and watch TV with a blanket and some popcorn, right? I don't like it. I don't like the Mars square Jupiter going on. I don't like Mars opposed Pluto going on the next week. In another week, the moon will be square Jupiter and opposed Pluto in a couple days, then Sun Mercury in a week. I mean, I'm not saying things could go to hell, but I'm saying emotionally, as conscious magnets, remember, don't forget, we're organic, of course, but we're made up of energy. This is a molecular structure. I'm made up of carbon molecules and atoms and neutrons and protons and electrons. You know, we look alive, but we're basically just energy like in a computer matrix. And that's why astrology is so powerful, because astrology is the gauge that we use to measure the magnetism that helps us understand human nature. Your life could be a lot better if you're smart enough. You're aware enough to understand the magnetism and astrology. I try to help people and explain to them that at this time, there's a lot of strange energy in the world. There could be a lot of people passing into the light this month. We could lose a few loved ones. strokes and heart attacks and cancer and crazy things, mistakes from doctors and hospitals, people falling. When Cancer and Libra and Capricorn and Aries are at odds, then emotionally things get weird. We make bad choices. We lose control of our emotions. We hate people we love. Sometimes we love people we hate. When I see these, it's a stellium. When there's three or four things together in one side, that's called a stellium. When everything's lined up in one sign like that and getting ready to hit Jupiter, Mars square Jupiter, Moon square Jupiter, Mercury square Jupiter, Sun square Jupiter, everything opposed Pluto at the same time, and then all of that group square Uranus, well, that could make for a really crazy June and July. Jeez, I'm glad that the guy building my pool is taking a week off. He's taking a vacation. I mean, he deserves a vacation. He's been so busy digging and plastering and shotcreting and trenching and plumbing. I'm like, oh my God, people that put people under pressure to finish houses or construction, man, you got to be patient with that stuff. It's like a tree. You know, you got to let it grow. This is really important because even if you're not affected as a conscious magnet that's being affected by this emotional aspect from Cancer, so the cardinals are on fire, and if you have anything in those signs that's being hit, like I said, the negative emotions, anger, fear, vindictiveness, revenge, jealousy, making stupid choices about people you love this next 10 days, somebody that you've been in love with your whole life could get weird this week. And that really probably means they need a hug or they need your help. Or maybe emotionally right now, there's a negative energy and we could be hurting from it. We could be at a loss. You do want to spend time with positive, loving, supportive people. You want to really avoid the negative folks right now. I wish the media and these celebrities would stop visualizing such horror. You realize what would happen to the world if somebody actually killed President Trump? Well, first of all, it would anger a lot of people. We're talking civil strife, maybe a civil unrest. But then Pence is going to be president. Oh, my God. I don't know what you can say about Trump. I mean, he's been running this massive empire his whole life. And Pence has been running, some stuff in Indiana? I mean, being president of the United States is a tough gig. And maybe Trump's not the most perfect guy, but I think I'd almost rather have him as president than Pence. But with all these people visualizing horrific things with our government, it's almost like they're worse than terrorists. I can't watch it. I can't watch Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher. I can't watch it. It's too negative. It's un-American. You know, it's like you win an election, you lose the election, you're still an American. I mean, if you want a civil war, we've done it. We've already had it. We've killed each other before in the cause of slavery. Millions of Americans died because we disagreed. And this time is ripe right now for all that negative emotion. You know, this thing with Nancy Pelosi, oh my God, she is killing the Democratic Party. These Democrats are saying they can't win elections because she's their leader. She's like 80 or something. I mean, no offense to San Francisco, but they keep electing this woman and no one... Isn't there one other person in San Francisco that can represent the city of San Francisco in Congress? I guess not. She's like got $30 million with the wineries. The elite run this planet. It's like a big ant farm. We have the queens, we have the drones, and the workers. The drones, you know, tell the workers what to do and work for the queens, and the queens run the show. I mean, that's a fact. What are you going to do, kill the queen bee? Like I said from the very beginning, I mean, a lot of people are going to escape during this period. Drinking, weed, pot, Vicodin, Ambien, Xanax, what's your poison? Prozac, Valium? I mean, people are going to run away from their feelings right now, especially if you have Neptune and Libra, you're born in the 40s and 50s. If you already have escapist tendencies or you're an alcoholic or a drug addict, you don't want to fall off the cart right now because things are just so weird. The Earth is a magnet, right? We're conscious magnets on it. And with all these planets over there in Cancer right on one side, and then Jupiter and Libra and stress to that with the Earth in the middle, and then Pluto and Capricorn and Uranus and Aries, it makes the structure of our planet very unsettling. Unpredictable stuff with Uranus evolves, because Uranus is in Aries, you know, conflict, terror, warfare, explosions, that stuff the next 7 to 10 days. We can avoid all that stuff. You see, if I was on TV every day with this on national television, like on the Today Show, I could explain to people the current of the astrology gravity affecting the planet and help us all overcome it and not be so negative about it. There was a time I was on ABC 7 Eyewitness News every morning, but I guess Disney didn't think that was good enough for the world to know all that stuff. At least some of my Facebook friends, like a couple hundred of them, will watch this astrology lesson and understand that the next week to 10 days, up until, I'd say, July 10th, this is going to be the weirdest 4th of July you've ever seen. You know what? I would put the United States on DEFCON 3 and red alert, and put the Secret Service on red alert during this 4th of July. You know, with all these planets in Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and Aries, I don't trust it. It's kind of like a 911 aspect. I hate to say that. Jesus, I hope to God nothing bad happens. I hope our intelligence community is smart enough with all this diversion and this fake news to actually be on board in case something was going down. Because July 4th would be the perfect time to hit us, right? July 4th, 911, Super Bowl, New Year's Eve. Times when we're just distracted, getting drunk, eating pizza, drinking beer, smoking pot, whatever. But anyway, like I say, I'm not looking for anything negative to happen. But as conscious magnets, as beings that have a charge, a unique charge, living on a magnet in a magnetic system, the magnetic clock of our solar system right now is skewed, which means people are going to be more sensitive now than they've probably been in years. People are going to have undiagnosed fear. People are going to be nervous. People are going to be paranoid. People are going to be squirming. People might have trouble sleeping. We're talking skin rashes. We're talking knee issues. We're talking ankle issues, foot issues. Because Cancer is involved, the stomach, it's important you have your breast diagnosed if you're a woman, because Cancer rules that too. The kidneys, the urinary tract, Libra, Jupiter's involved, the liver and the hips, right? Jupiter is the ruler of that. And then Pluto and Capricorn, of course, Pluto rules the genital region, and Capricorn is, again, skin, knee, and bone. So, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen to your body. Nervous rashes and stuff, and urinary stuff. All kinds of health things happen because we are conscious magnets, and we're affected by the multiverse. I mean, I wish you all could understand it as I do. To me, it's so clear. You know, because to me, life is just a transition of energy. Like, matter is basically energy. You can't destroy matter. You know, matter can neither be created or destroyed. It can only change in shape and texture and composition. Did you know that? Yeah. So, you know, gosh knows where our soul goes when it leaves the body, but we use these vehicles, these energy vehicles, to express ourselves in life, in a magnetic universe. But anyway, I like to get on here and teach people. We only have a few people watching now, but maybe a bunch of people will share and like and comment on this, because it's something everyone needs to know. I mean, pets could be dying or sick right now, more than normal. You want to watch your health. You want to watch getting colds and flu. Man, I don't trust the vaccines at all. You wouldn't believe the horror stories I'm hearing about vaccines now. My God, what is the American Medical Association, like the next step of Nazism, or what is that? I mean, do you trust your doctor? You know how many people have been accidentally killed by your doctor? Have you ever, don't you wish there was a stat on Google that you could, how many victims died because my doctor made a mistake, or because my doctor diagnosed the wrong thing? Anywho, you need to know that there's four things in Cancer, one thing in Libra, one thing in Capricorn, and one thing in Aries that's making people edgy. Talk about people driving bad. Yeah. Admittedly, you can make mistakes. God forbid you doze off the wheel, or you're texting or looking at your GPS, or somebody else is, or somebody else is escaping during this period because they're nervous and they're drunk or loaded on Vicodin pot and whiskey, how are you supposed to know there's an oncoming torpedo, right? So, I mean, it's kind of like, I would say that we're on red alert astrologically. We're on red alert right now because these aspects are weird. The one saving grace is Venus is trine Capricorn. Venus is trine Pluto. Venus 18 Taurus is Earth and is complementing Pluto at 18 Capricorn. So we need the Earth signs. We need Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn to carry us through, to lift us up and support us all during this time. If you know any Earth signs, they're the ones to lean on. You could be a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo rising or have a moon there and pick up a little edge from that Venus and Taurus aspect. That's good. I have no Earth. So I'm like not grounded at all. So, you know, the universe is a magnet and it's energy. And we live in a magnetic system. We're conscious magnets. You get up in the morning, you're tired because your body is stuck to the Earth. When you're in bed, it's like a magnet being stuck to the mattress. People don't get that, but this is so powerful. How could you deny that astrology is not real? Because astrology interprets the magnetism of energy in the universe. So only an idiot or a moron would ignore that. I mean, even the ancient Jews knew. They assigned the 12 energies of life to their 12 tribes of Israel. When Jesus was trained by the three wise men, three most famous astrologers with the Star of Bethlehem configuration that told them that the Messiah was going to be born what day, what time, and what city, that was pretty cool. Talk about a prognostication. That was like the most amazing prognostication in history. So, you know, they trained Jesus, and he surreptitiously, there's a word for you, picked 12 apostles, one per sign, one per tribe of Israel. You see, astrology is placed all through the Muslim and the Jewish and the Christian faith. So anyone ever says it's evil or that it's negative in the Bible, talk to him about the Star of Bethlehem and the three wise men, the three most famous astrologers in the world. Because in the Kabbalah, a mystical Jewish text that defines God, basically, as a force of love and light, astrology is significant. It's pivotal. It's the pinnacle of the whole Kabbalah. This magnetism that we have to understand. So, I mean, I want you to try to understand now that we're going through this 17-day period. Next couple of days, the weekend's going to be Moon in Cancer, conjunct Mars, square Jupiter, Pluto. So something really weird or bad could happen to the United States, the president, or the world by Monday. Praise God, I hope not. I just want to tell you that. Earthquake, tsunami, volcano, all that stuff. Plane crash, you wouldn't find me traveling during this period, not even on the road. No way. And overall, my nephew's got to fly to China. God bless him, man. Why would you want to be in China right now with the world in such a mess? You know what? A 10-year-old could affect the election and hack it. People are nuts to think that not only did the Russians hack the election, probably the Chinese, the Koreans, the Japanese, French, you name it, probably hacked that election. I think the world is all about hacking now and not about choice. But when you start pointing fingers, remember that anyone can hack a computer because no one's that smart. So I'm sick to death of all this judgment and criticism in the world. Of course they hacked the election. Everyone hacked the election. Anyone could hack. Let's pray to God that no one hacks our nuclear codes and launches a strike against Korea. What about that? While you're so busy worrying about the stupid election, why don't you protect our defense makeup? What if someone sets off an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, over Kansas and shuts down America? Are you off the grid enough to survive that? I mean, there's all kinds of insane things that could happen, but the news is obsessed. And the late-night talk show hosts and the liberal media are obsessed with focusing on the same thing. Russia and the president. There's got to be something else happening in the world that's more important than that. And people are feeling it. People are feeling that we're being diverted and distracted away from the significant, important things that are really going on. It's kind of like a magician. A magician does his tricks by taking everybody's attention away from what he's doing. if you don't think that George Soros and the powers that be are not intentionally distracting the world and America away from what's really going on, then you really have no clue about life on Earth in the 21st century. No offense. But there's a lot more going on besides Trump and the Russians. We need to stabilize our economy. We need to stabilize the war and terrorism. We need to stabilize our military. We need to get jobs. You know, we need to focus on important issues and stop all this bickering. My God, enough is enough. Doesn't anybody have any sanity left in this world that the media, how could the executive producers of NBC, ABC, and CBS allow the same stories to come over and over and over, rehash, when no one's got any evidence or proof about anything? It's all hearsay, and they spend billions of dollars in programming talking about this. When the planets Sun, Moon, Mercury, and Mars are in Cancer, square Jupiter in Libra, opposed Pluto in Capricorn, and soon square Uranus in Aries, which means the whole world could go flip upside down in the next 2 weeks, and we're worried about Trump and the Russians. God, it's pathetic, isn't it? You wonder why I'm out here in the woods, wilderness, rural California, away from like all the nuclear trails and the chemtrails and the Fukushima radiation and the genetically modified organisms and the vaccines, because I don't want nothing to do with it. I want to be off the grid. I don't want to be caught in the crossfire. I don't want to be stuck in a negative environment, which is what the metropolises of this country are turning into. So much hate, hatred, and bias and bigotry. It's like I said, you know, we're conscious magnets.
And if you're feeling a little edgy and a little nervous, if you're frightened and you don't know why, you feel like you want to run, and you find yourself doing things you don't ordinarily do, like getting drunk or taking tranquilizers or all of the above or some of the above or whatever it is to try to forget, because life can be difficult. Maybe you do have a lot of pressure more than normal. Everybody around you is being affected by this. Kids, pets, animals, dogs, cats, birds, they've all got charts. We're all magnets. We're all magnetic beings. We're all being affected by the Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, Aries transits. I've seen all hell break loose during these transits. I've seen the Northridge quake happen, the Kobe quake happen, this couple of tsunamis happened. I've seen Reagan get shot during one. I predicted it, actually. I told the president. I saw John F. Kennedy got killed during one, this thing. And 9-1-1, of course, I was 12 hours away from that prediction. That was a horrible one. Call the Secret Service up and tell them something terrible is going to happen in New York and to the world. And they ignored me. Didn't even take my number. That was the night before. So, you know, I'm not an idiot. I actually study this stuff. We are conscious magnets. We live in a magnetic system. And the magnetic system is skewed right now with the Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, Aries aspects that are going on. And it's going to peak now, this weekend and the next 17 days. Let's hope cooler heads prevail. God, I wish I worked for the government. I wish I was on in the White House staff in the executive branch so I could tell everyone in the White House to chill, to just ignore all this crap they're saying and do your job. Really, I wish someone would share this. There's supposed to be 7 levels of separation between all of us. Maybe somebody could share this to someone who could share it, and so President Trump could see it and he could chill out and do his job. Stop fighting with the media. Stop tweeting with everyone. Stop having battles with everyone. And use celebrities that have nothing better than to depict the assassination, the death of our president. Why don't you do something with your life? What's that about? Really? The president of the United States, legally, duly elected by the people in this country. Notice no one ever says anything that Hillary stole the election from Bernie Sanders. No one says it. You know why? Because she bought him a frickin' house. That's why. No one says a word about that. What about the Russians involving in that? What about that Deborah Wasserman lady who got caught red-handed stealing votes? I mean, the entire Democratic primary was a joke. No one seems to talk about that. They're only worried about Trump. The fact that Hillary completely ripped off Bernie Sanders. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the magician, again, diverting away from the truth. Like, something else is going on, so they're trying to distract us with this Trump-Russia stuff. Give me a break. So what you need to do is chill out. Don't worry. Think positive. Meditate. Pray. Do something constructive with your life. Try not to break your life down this next week to 10 days, especially this weekend. If you're feeling edgy and you're sitting there with a couple of shots of whiskey or Jägermeister next to you and a Vicodin, just go to bed. Don't do that. Don't hide from your emotions. Laugh, cry, whatever, yell in a pillow. But you got to know this. With all these planets and the cardinal signs, energy is released. Emotional energy, positive and negative, is released. The reason why a lot of people are frightened and scared and edgy and nervous right now is because all these emotions, it's been repressed. That's why people explode in rage. Can you imagine a guy's walking around with 100 sticks of dynamite in his back and an igniter, and people are throwing rocks at him? This guy's walking around with enough dynamite to blow up 2 city blocks, and he's got the button in his hand, Trump. And people are throwing rocks at him and hosing him down and calling him names and accusing him of stuff. And this guy could blow himself up and everybody else in a second. And with the planets like the way they are right now, I said, enough. That's enough. Your point's been made. If there was collusion in the election, it'll come out. You know, the truth will set you free and it'll come out. But harping on it without evidence or proof of what you're talking about, and maybe creating civil unrest and domestic violence in the United States. I mean, we're terrorizing our own people. We don't need terrorists. We are the terrorists. Maybe you should rent yourself a copy of Platoon with Charlie Sheen and Willem Dafoe and Tom Berenger and watch that. You know, we don't have to find the enemy. It's us. So anyway, I want to thank you for watching my special edition of the Astrology Lesson, talking about these 4 things moving in Cancer this weekend. Sun, Moon, together at 2 and 4 Cancer, with Mercury at 6, that's a stellium, and then Mars at 12 degrees. They have to get to 30 to get through it. There's 30 degrees in each sign times 12 is a 360-degree circle. So each sign has 30 ticks. Did you enjoy the topic? I've been doing that for 35 years on radio and television, trying to come out and give people an edge, give people an opportunity, like the weather. If there's a storm coming, then you put on your galoshes and your raincoat and get your umbrella. Well, in astrology, if there's a storm coming, then I like to warn people so A, they're aware of it, B, they can avoid doing things that are stupid, C, they can maybe be more positive during this time, and D, most important, is understand why they feel so weird. When you share enlightenment to people, if someone could watch this and understand that astrology is a science of magnetism, I hate when people say it's fortune telling and it's like voodoo and it's like astrology is a science of magnetism and interpretation thereof of the universe. It's amazing. Being an astrological metaphysical psychologist, which is what I've done all my life, you know, it gives me a tremendous edge and a tremendous awareness. But still, I want you guys to understand, because I myself, even the Farleymon, right, I'm going through this thing too, and I've got it good. Knock wood, my health is good, I'm feeling fine, but, you know, I find myself having this fear, and I'm the most confident, positive person you'll ever meet. I don't know what the heck I'm afraid of. Maybe I have a little post-traumatic stress disorder from the accident. Yeah, well, you hit somebody going, that auto club said I was 51% responsible. Oh, God, thank you so much for that. But maybe the brakes failed. I got a letter from Nissan that said the Armada's brakes aren't the best, that I want to sue. An attorney, I mean, sent me that. No, I'm sorry. Attorneys are my friends. I don't work for them, or they don't work for me. But anyway, you need to understand this. You need to watch this a couple times. Because people, you know, first of all, we have too much emotional baggage and we need to resolve it. We need to safely vent our emotions. I don't care if you're crying, laughing, if you're raging, do it in a pillow. Don't hurt anybody's feelings. But my God, don't be frightened. Because I love you and God loves you. If you get in touch with that, the fact that Farley and God, your two best friends, love you, That's got to help. Love and prayer are some of the most powerful things in the universe you can use when you're having a hard day. And if you're living on coffee and sugar and artificial sweeteners and artificial dairy products, and if you're living on vaccines and doctors and prescriptions and medications from doctors, and you're eating genetically modified food, and you live in a city where chemtrails are abundant, you might be feeling a little poisoned right now. You might wake up in the morning and feel like you're hungover and you haven't even been drunk. You guys need to have some fun. You need to have some entertainment and enlightenment. And I do these Facebook Lives because I want to be there for you. Because I know a lot of you all are feeling lonely, as I do. It's been great that people have been coming up to the ranch and visiting me too, by the way. I really love that. You know, life is precious. It's very short, and each day is so precious. So if you have a chance to come visit your buddy Farley, you should do it while we're all around and happy. So now you understand that we're in the thick of it. The temperatures are going to go way up. We're going to break some records here in heat. Isn't it amazing that we jumped out of the worldwide global warming accords? And now we're going to break records. Yeah, I can't judge Trump because I wouldn't want to be president. I can't criticize anyone that's in that job, even though I can't stand them, right? I don't like Democrats or Republicans. The two-party system is rigged. It gives us no choice. But for him to take us out of that, and then for us to have all this record-breaking heat, people are dying because of this heat. Water shortages, energy shortages, it's all part of the transit. You see, whenever there's an astrological configuration going on, we call it a transit. There was a song, I'm having a transit, a tropical transit. It isn't surprising, my ascendant is rising.
Yeah, you got to throw humor in, otherwise you might faint. But anyway, I do really care about all of you. I know that I don't see you a lot. Many of you, of course. A lot of you have an open door to see me. But be aware, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars in Cancer, Jupiter in Libra, Pluto in Capricorn, Uranus in Aries. Be aware that the energy affecting Earth is unstable, and it affects us all emotionally, which means people do not know what they're doing right now the next 2 weeks emotionally. So you shouldn't break up with somebody right now. You should let the next couple of weeks pass. You know what I'm saying? Cooler heads prevail. So my dad used to say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Folly. Thanks, Dad. But anyway, he died. I guess he should have worried about it. Rest in peace, Dad. I love my dad. He was like a Marine Corps drill instructor, but he made me the man I am, and he made me strong enough to get through this life on Earth in the 21st century stuff. All right, so fasten your seatbelt. Hang on. If people rage on you, or people bully you, or people judge you, or people criticize you, are people, exactly, Elaine, emotions do not have an IQ. That's the truth. If things are unsettling for you emotionally, now you know. It's the Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, Aries transits. 14 days. And when Mars is square Uranus, I'll probably do another Facebook Live, because that's when something could pop, something worldwide. Like, hopefully not on a 9-1-1 scale, but if somebody was going to do something stupid that would throw us into another military conflict, it would happen during a Mars square Uranus. That is the worst earthquake watch in a year. Mars square Uranus coming up in a couple of weeks. Ooh, I hope San Andreas and Yellowstone are batting down on that one. Because Mars is energy and Uranus is earthquakes. It's not difficult to look at this stuff. It's all gravity. It's all magnetism. I used to, funny, before I even knew what astrology was, I used to play with magnets when I was a kid. Did you ever do that? Yeah, where they'd stick together or they'd repulse each other. And I love that stuff. I'd have like hundreds of them. I love those magnets. Did you all enjoy the presentation, the astrology lesson? Did you have a good time? I know there's four or five of you. Maybe we'll get a couple hundred shares and likes on this. This is a really, really pivotal topic. I'm going to probably post it on radioastrology.com. I'll give it to Kenneth. Because, right now, June 23rd, 2017, up until like July 14th or thereabouts, when Mars squares Uranus, Bastille Day, the French Revolution, right? We don't want Mars square Uranus on that. I'm just wondering when it's going to happen. Let me look. As long as I have you here, let me just see when Mars will square Uranus so we could have some idea. Okay, so Mars, yeah, there it is. July 14th on Bastille Day. Jesus, help us. Wow, the French Revolution. My ex's birthday. Yeah, Mars 27 Cancer, Uranus 28 Aries, and Moon in Aries. Wow, what the heck day is that? I hate those aspects. We have to really make sure the president has his wig turned on. It's Thursday. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Friday, July 14th, and Saturday, July 15th. That's the peak of this insanity. Mars square Moon, Mars square Uranus, Sun square Moon, Sun square Uranus. Sun-Mars conjunct eclipse. Sun and Mars will be eclipsed the 23 and 27 Cancer and July 14th and 15th, Bastille Day, French Independence. And then Jupiter will be dead on my Mars at 15-7 Libra, dead by minute and second. Ooh, I better be in bed for that one. The hell's going to happen on July 14th, 2017, kids? Stay tuned and I'll let you know. Anyway, do like this, comment on it, share it. This is some important stuff. But I want you to know that the Sun-Mars eclipse in Cancer in stress to Uranus and Aries and Moon and Aries on July 14th and 15th is some serious stuff. Talk about people doing stupid things emotionally that affect the whole world. Or some kind of veil being lifted and the truth coming out about something that freaks everyone out. Man, we need cooler heads to prevail during these times, people. We need to be chilled out. We do. Let's pray for peace, and let's stop killing each other, okay? Please, I love you guys more than you'll ever know. Please don't aggravate me. Thank you for watching Facebook Live, facebook.com/Farley.Mallorist, where you can always get the latest real news about what's going on to the world and the people on it. And also, please visit my website to see my hundreds of topics and my free book. You know, I have a free book, Twilight's First Gleaming, lower left-hand corner of the homepage. It's free. And you go to radioastrology.com, the number one radio astrology website in the world for 10 years. And click on podcasts. If you're aware enough, you can understand it. Have some fun. But this topic is critical. All right? So, and remember, if you're having children that are freaking out, now you know why. If your relationships are weird, your friends are weird, I get it. Do you? It's magnetism. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Love you guys. And have a safe, insane weekend the next 17 days. And watch out for Bastille Day. Maybe stay indoors that weekend and chill. Bye, everybody.